T. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from Oroville Radio, the voice of Oroville in southern Tamil Nadu, the place of human unity. And I am absolutely delighted to be able to do the second part of my interview with Annika Singh from Voice. Now, last time we talked about some storytelling, some techniques that she does with her NGO, and she also works with the WHO. And today we're going to go into the prayer and imagination. So can you just delve into a little bit about your thoughts and how that, from your perspective, affects us?
Yes. So we do this very interesting course called oneness, on celebrating oneness. And I've co-created this with a friend of mine, Tarun. And it's magical. So oneness is one of our values at Voice that we practice. What we're trying to tell in this course, and also to everybody, oneness is Ikyumkar. I come from the Sikh faith, and it's the first word. And a lot of people think that oneness is one humanity only. But really, if you start to think more deeply about it or start experiencing life in its totality wholeheartedly, then you realize that oneness is being one with nature, being one with your own gifts, honoring your own gifts, your own life purpose, being one with the flow, being one with the feeling of wonderment, being one with your words, with your thoughts, with your feelings, you know, all of these different things. It's like when you are one with all of this is when you're actually celebrating oneness. So one of the first things that we like to talk about is oneness with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And actually, I do have a song for that. Mm. Can I sing?
Please.
I'm not a great singer, but
No. And before you do that, I have to say that I did most of the course. Yes. Are you still offering it?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So it's a WhatsApp course. So what we really do is we send a message, an audio message, which is for about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there's a slide and there's an affirmation and there's music. So it's like using all these different art techniques to get people to understand what oneness is.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And I did it a few months ago in the middle of this situation that we're having. But please, do sing. Do sing, because it's so beautiful.
I'll tell the words. It's saying that our thoughts are prayers. There's no different prayer that we have to do. If we can just learn how to, whatever we think is what we are praying. So we have to be careful about what we think, So that's the essence of it. So this is something I learned at a conference in US at Missouri Unity Churches Conference in 2001. And it stayed with me since then. So it goes like this. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer. So simple, right?
It's so simple and it's so beautiful. Every thought becomes a prayer.
Right.
Absolutely. And and it's every breath, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, every breath is a prayer. And as we walk into nature, wherever we are with each other, and this leads into what the show is about. The show is about love, happiness, and laughter, and how we join with each other in community, with nature, with the whole universe, that it comes really from within, right? From the breath and the thought. Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would love to add or love to share with us?
Happiness? I just want to talk about happiness. I have a little different view on that. Like a lot of us chase happiness, seek happiness. for me, sometimes seeking or chasing happiness can restrict you mm-hmm. in living your life wholeheartedly. So for me, I just like to say that I like to live my life passionately. And it could, happiness could be a byproduct of that. But sometimes you may not get it. There might be pain. There could be other emotions that come in. But what you get is an adventure for sure. So it's that joy, you know, of living your life and being one with life. That is how I would define it.
It's being in the present moment.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So it's what is in that present moment. Mm-hmm. And it may take you, you're absolutely right. Where does that adventure take you? Mm. What is that adventure in consciousness as we speak about, you know, here in Oroville with Sri Aurobindo and the mother, right? Mm. But it's that adventure. And it's through that that mm-hmm. takes us one step to the other, through love, through oneness. And who knows? You never know. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm surely happy that you're here and I get to spend some time with you.
Absolutely. Your love got me here.
So on that note, let's laugh our way out and let's send laughter, love, happiness, peace, joy, everything.
Absolutely.
To everything and everyone, to all of nature. So it reverberates through all the cosmos. You with us, Stefano? And let's take it out.
Radio.